And it's the Pomp and Joe Show on a beautiful Thursday. Jason Mackey, Austin Bechtold in for the guys. Thanks so much for finding us, having a great time hanging out with you here today. Fan Hotlines presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. You can listen to the Pomp and Joe Show on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. All right, so before the break, I talked about some of the defensive starters that the Steelers said goodbye to and where that impact will be felt the most. I'm going to roll that question out to Limits as well, and we're going to kick that around. But first, kind of set the stage, defensive line, Larry Ogunjobi is gone. Landon Roberts, linebacker, gone. Minka Fitzpatrick, safety, gone. Dante Jackson, cornerback, gone. I think you can cross two names off the board pretty easily, Larry Ogunjobi and Dante Jackson. I would not put near the top of that list.
No,
would you agree?
No, it's probably better for the team that both are gone, yeah. Especially with Ogunjobi's salary.
Yeah, I don't see the juice justifying the squeeze there. But the other two I think are interesting. Is the loss of Landon Roberts or the loss of Minka Fitzpatrick going to be felt more? And it feels a couple years ago that would be an insane question to ask. Minka Fitzpatrick taken out of the Steelers lineup, my goodness, of course they're going to be worse off. And I still think that's probably the answer to the question. But I think about Landon Roberts and their run defense and how much they need to change. And I kind of miss them. And I want to see Peyton Wilson take an important next step this year. I want to see Cole Holcomb come back and contribute. I think Patrick Queen can be a lot better than he was last year. I do think Patrick Queen was probably better than we give him credit for after kind of a slow start. And I think the answer to it ultimately is they'll feel Minka Fitzpatrick's loss more. But I wish they would have re-signed Landon Roberts. I'm worried that could become a miss. And I think it's closer than maybe we would answer on first blush. What do you think, Limits?
So I was talking about this a decent amount yesterday, especially with Landon Roberts. He's somebody that I definitely would have brought back. Jason, overall last year, as a run defender, Landon Roberts was elite. He was the fifth best linebacker, according to PFF, in run defense. And they brought in Malik Harrison to be able to replace him, and he hasn't really gotten a lot of run because he'll end up being a backup, and Cole Holcomb's also back healthy. But Landon Roberts also did not sign a big deal in Vegas. Like, it was only a couple of million. Why not bring him back, especially on running downs? You know the team, or at least your best guessing, is going to run the football, which the Steelers struggled a lot in doing defensively against the run, especially late in the season. I feel like Roberts would have been logistically the right guy to bring back, especially with the deal that Harrison got. What, 2 years and 10 million?
10 mil, yep.
It just made too much sense to bring Landon Roberts back. I didn't like the move.
I know. I didn't like it either. I liked the Minka Fitzpatrick trade. I'm actually totally fine with that. We'll see what happens with Jalen Ramsey. I do think it's going to be an amalgamation of roles. I don't think he's going to be in any one set spot. I'm eager to see him play outside some, play in the slot some. I don't think he'd be overmatched or out of position at safety. I do worry a little bit about Juan Thornhill just staying healthy and having a productive year, but I sort of get what Omar Khan is doing. And that's something I learned from hearing those people talk and listening to audio and whatever yesterday, that Juan Thornhill has played a version of what the Steelers tried to do with Minka Fitzpatrick. Like, if you look at his past couple of years, no, he was not an elite safety. You can look up PFF numbers and all this stuff and you know, paint a case that he was not a very good player. At the same time, if you're going to put him in a secondary with potentially a nickel situation where you have Joey Porter Jr., Darius Slay, Jalen Ramsey, and Deshaun Elliott also on the field with him, all Juan Thornhill basically needs to do is keep plays in front of him. You're not looking at, a huge drop-off or huge responsibility. My question is whether he can stay on the field. That's been a problem for him. But I do think it's an interesting debate, because what we're talking about, what Limits was saying about stopping the run and how good a Landon Roberts was, and that other position being kind of a safety valve, a safety net, somebody that, not asked to do a whole lot, and the way the Steelers could configure their secondary, that person is going to have minimal responsibility. I also think that if you kind of parse through Omar Khan's words yesterday, that they're not done at safety, nor should they be. That was one of my takeaways. Omar Khan had every opportunity to say, like, we signed Juan Thornhill. He's got a history. He's played well before. We believe in him. He's our guy, whatever. And I know you're never going to be that exact as a team builder, but Omar Khan was definitely not that. Like, he basically said, we have Juan Thornhill under contract, and, you know, we'll see kind of where things go.
Well, I kind of took his comments, Jason, as him saying just how much he loves the team, how much he loves the roster, the moves that they've made, as kind of him saying they're not going to make at least a significant move at safety. Maybe add
they should add depth.
Like, would Justin Simmons be a significant move in your mind?
It would in my mind. I don't know if it would be in Omar's mind.
Right, because it would be in my mind as well. So let's say hypothetically Omar does not think that that is a big move. Then sure, I agree, and I think that that's ultimately a move that they should make. But based on what Omar said, I kind of think they're okay standing pat unless somebody blows them away or somebody's free agent number comes down.
I hope not.
I hope not either.
I want some depth there, man. I've got some concerns. I mean, what if Juan Thornhill would succumb to injuries the way he has the past couple of years?
There's no one behind him right now. It's Sebastian Castro. He's never played a snap in the NFL.
You could make the case, and some have, that that's a bigger hole in the Steelers roster right now than wide receiver. I almost feel better about, you know, you've got DK Metcalf, Jonnu Smith, whatever. Calvin Austin is going to be in there somewhere. You're counting on maybe a little bit too much at this point from Roman Wilson, but there's at least something there behind Juan Thornhill.
There's upside with Wilson,
Sebastian Castro, I'm sorry, training camp, off-season darling or not, I'm not feeling real good about that.
Well, now, if that's the case, they're going to end up probably with special packages where, I mean, who plays deep safety? Who knows? Maybe it's a Corey Trice type of role for him, where Tomlin said Joey Porter Jr., Darius Slay, Jalen Ramsey will all be on the field together at the same time, like at all times. So you know those three will be out there. Plus, you'll have Deshaun Elliott. Is that ultimately going to limit Thornhill's exposure, or are they going to go with one less linebacker? How are they going to make that work with the three corners on the field?
I know.